You are about to listen to the Snow Nose Gardening Show. The Snow Nose Gardening Show is the longest running gardening show in America. The Snows will talk gardening, answer your questions, and have a lot of fun along the way. Make sure you visit them online at www.snownose.com or go by in person, 1875 Avon Street. Their phone number, 434-295-2159.
And welcome to the Snow Nose Gardening Show. I'm Norm Carlson on this beautiful Saturday morning. It's a little bit chilly out there. We're looking for some... Can you believe we're going to have some wet snow overnight tonight into tomorrow? Make that stop, please. Just make that go away. I'm done with winter. Been done with winter. That's hard to believe. Snow and 80-degree weather all in 1 week. Well, welcome to Virginia. But anyway, it's a beautiful Saturday morning. A little bit of nip in the air. But, hey, that makes for great working weather for outside. I like working outside when it's a little bit cool. So it just makes it a little bit more comfortable when you actually get going. And it's just great weather for working outside. We've had a break for a couple of days from the rain. So if you got some things that you want to get done out there that the rain has been impacting, this is a good day to get out there and work on some of those. Also, it's a great day to come out and visit us at the Garden Center. We're having our annual Spring Fling, which is our kickoff to the spring season. We've got dozens and dozens and dozens of new plants, new gardening products for you to use in and around your garden, things that will really help you get things done and get things done right. So, excuse me, come out and see us today. We've got a lot of stuff on sale. You can come out and get some great specials, get an idea of some of the new things that are available, some of the great new products and new plants that can help you out. It's always exciting this time of year to see all the new stuff come in and see some of the new products that we've been able to find in our travels and shopping around the country some of the new plants are just great. So it's a good opportunity to come out and take a look at those and find some stuff that can really help you out. And like I say, you can also get some great specials today. We've got all of our trees are on sale. This includes a ton of new trees that just came in. We haven't even got all of them put away yet. But we've got a great selection of dogwoods, red buds, maples, oaks, zelkovas, magnolias. The list goes on and on and on, including some unusual ones that you don't necessarily see very often, like fringe trees and styrax, and there was one that was in my head and it just left. Anyway, I'm getting old. But just a huge list of all of our trees. This includes all of our shade trees, all of our flowering trees, all of our fruit trees, all of our evergreen trees like the white pines, Norway spruce, hemlocks, blue spruce, Leyland cypress. All are 20% off today only, so you can come out and get a great deal on some wonderful trees. Even all of our Japanese maples are 20% off today. We also have some great outdoor furniture, and all of that is 20% off. We've got some that are sustainable tropical woods, teak-like furniture. Wood that's grown from that's harvested from sustainable forests and done right in the tropical regions of the world, and then crafted into some beautiful benches and chairs and tables. We also have some great cypress furniture that we bring up from down on the Gulf Coast that is very rustic and fits perfectly in a woodland garden and an informal kind of garden setting. Beautiful twig style furniture. Got love seats and chairs and tables that are just really, really neat accents for a woodland garden. If you've got a spot out in the back that you want to have a little seating area. They're absolutely perfect for that. And all of those are 20% off. We also have some metal benches and chairs that are great for putting out on the deck or the patio. Some benches that are absolutely wonderfully priced. They normally sell for about $120. So with the 20% off, you can get them for a steal. They're steel black benches that are very, very well made, well constructed, will last for years, and just at a really, really, really good price. Also, we've got 20% off all of our birding supplies. So if you've got some hungry birds, you can come by and pick up some bird food for them, or maybe a new feeder. We've got all the hummingbird supplies are in that you'll need to keep the hummingbirds happy when they come into town here in a few weeks. So all of that is 20% off today. You can also, with every purchase, you can select a free gardening tool. So it's a great opportunity to come out to the garden center, take advantage of some excellent pricing, some great specials, and just take a look around and see what's new for this season enjoy seeing the spring come onto the mountain behind us. You start to see some green coming on some of the trees back there. Just the first hint of you know, some of the buds opening up. The willows out back are really opening up and starting to put on leaf. And, of course, a lot of the flowering trees are starting to come into bloom. The cherries and the red buds are starting to get a little bit of color on them now. So it's a great opportunity to come out and just spend a little while walking around seeing all the new stuff, getting some inspiration for spring, and finding some good things to do in the garden for this coming season. If you'd like to join us, the number is 977-1070. If you have a question that you would like to ask, want to give us a call, anything that's going on, any challenges you're having in your lawn, your garden, your flower and shrub beds, your house plants, anything having to do with plants, horticulture, gardening, just give us a call at 977-1070. We'd be glad to put you on and get you some great information. But right now, we've got to take a quick break, but we will be back in a minute with more of the Snow Nose Gardening Show here on AM 1070 WINA. And welcome back to the Snow Nose Gardening Show. Again, our number is 977-1070 if you have a question that you would like to ask. One of the things that that's kind of on everybody's mind right now as you get out and start looking around the garden and looking around at your lawn and everything is all of those pesky weeds that are coming up and there's all kinds of things blooming in the lawn right now and blooming and lawn don't usually go together in very well, there's a lot of there's really some very easy, quick things that you can do that will get your lawn into shape and take care of all of those things really without a lot of trouble and hassle. The key is to get them on a day when we're not going to have, when rain is not imminent and get those products down and get those things taken care of before the seed really has a chance to set. And you start having problems, that compound themselves for next year. But just treat if you've got a lot of those broadleaf weeds in the lawn, just treat those with a little bit of Weed Beater or Weed Beater Ultra. There's a couple different formulations. You can get one that attaches to your hose that you just spray out over the area that does a great job of knocking them back. Or if you want to just spot treat, you don't have a whole lot of them, you can get it in just a little trigger spray bottle that you go out there and spray on the individual weeds. And it does not impact your desirable lawn grasses at all. So it's a way to get in there and clean up those weeds without harming your lawn. We've got a caller on the line, so let's go to the phones. Good morning. You're on the Snow Nose Gardening Show.
Hi. Thanks for taking my call. I have a question about junipers.
Okay.
We've got a bank of junipers that were here when we purchased the house 12 years ago. They've got some brown tips, and I've talked to a couple of people, and they've suggested maybe we needed to clean out, so that it wasn't a solid bank of junipers, but we needed to, create some space around the individual bushes, which we did. They still don't look very healthy. Somebody suggested juniper blight. I don't know. I just like to have some green there where I see, something less than that.
Right. Yeah, there's a couple of different things that come to mind right off as to what possible issues there might be in there. One is, you know, like you say, sometimes you can get a lot of leaves and just debris that collects up around the base of the plants and in the kind of the interior of those juniper beds. And that can cause some issues with some fungal diseases and cankers and crown rot and things like that if that's allowed to stay in there and build up. So getting all that out of there is a good idea, and that will help to eliminate some of those problems. Another problem that we often see in juniper beds like that, there are a couple of fungal diseases that can get into junipers. We see them sometimes in the sergeant junipers or blue rugs or shore junipers, some of the low growing ground cover types like that. It's called Phomopsis, and it's a disease that will kill off branch tips back, 6-8 inches worth at a time. And if you look really closely at it, sometimes you can see some little black spots on the brown needles that are left on there. But that's difficult to see. You got to get out there almost with a magnifying glass to look at it. And that's something that's controllable with some Daconil fungicide.
Daconil.
Right. Another problem that we sometimes see with junipers, and we've had some juniper beds that really had some serious issues with this over the years, is voles and field mice love to get up in under those junipers like that. It makes a great environment for them to live in, and it's a great shelter from cats and other predators. So they love to kind of make their home up in these juniper beds. And one of the things that they do living up under there is they eat the bark and the cambium layer that's just under the bark off of the stems on these junipers, and you'll see big chunks of the plant die out. And when you get in there and lift up those big chunks to prune them out, you'll see where the bark has been stripped off of the stem, the branch back in there a ways. And that's something that you got to get in there and do some control on the rodents to get that under control. But that's one that's very easy to diagnose as you get in there, looking at the stems and pull up those branches that have died, and it becomes pretty obvious if that's what you've got going on.
Mm-hmm. So sounds like we look for black dots with that. It seems to me like if it was a vole problem, then I would see. Maybe not so widespread. I mean, it looks pretty widespread to me, like all 12 or 14 bushes have got some brown tips.
Yeah, especially if the brown tips are fairly small, then I would lean toward the Phomopsis rather than vole damage or a root issue or something like that.
And is the Thermopsis also treatable with the Daconil?
Yeah, okay. You spray the plants with Daconil, and that does a pretty good job at clearing that up for you.
Great. What about fertilizer?
Yeah, fertilizer with a good general purpose fertilizer, like the Master Nursery All Purpose, does a great job. Or you can also use Plant Tone. It's more of an organic base. Doesn't quite have as much nutrient value to it. It takes a little bit longer to become active in the soil and available to the plant.
Mm-hmm.
But either one of those will do a great job.
Great. All right, thank you very much.
Oh, well, thank you. And our number is 977-1070 if you have a question that you would like to ask. We were talking a little bit about lawn weeds and some of the weed issues that are out there. And the best way to attack those weeds is with a liquid product as opposed to a granule. Some of the weed and feed products that are out there, they're better than nothing. But number one, this is not the time of year when you really want to be fertilizing your lawn. So you don't really need the fertilizer aspect of it. And as far as the weed control in a granular formulation like that, it's got to do some pretty specific things in order to be active and actually work on the weeds. And the results can be pretty sketchy sometimes with those granular products. So a liquid is a much more effective, much more efficient way of applying it. And the one of the best products that we found is called Weed Beater or Weed Beater Ultra. Both of those are available in a liquid form that you can either hook up to the end of your garden hose and spray out over the area. They also come in a ready-to-use that you can spot treat with, or you can also get it in a concentrate that you can mix up in a tank sprayer, in a little pump-up type sprayer, and apply that way. So they really make a great, efficient, effective way to get those weeds under control. I was talking to a gentleman yesterday out at the garden center. He had applied one of these products about a week ago, and wasn't sure that it was working yet, or that it was doing anything. Was wondering about putting down a granular, if he'd have more success doing that. But I told him that the granular product probably is not going to be as effective as the liquid, and the liquid is probably doing its job, but particularly in these cooler temperatures, it can be a week or week and a half before you start seeing some of those the foliage starting to yellow out and the weeds actually starting to die. So if you've put some of the liquid down and it's been a little while and it doesn't look like it's doing a whole lot, I always give it at least a week or 10 days at a minimum this time of year before I expect to see a lot of things happening with those weeds. And once it starts affecting them, it can take them out pretty quick. So, don't give up hope. Anticipate that it's going to be a little while before you actually start to see the product taking effect, and that's just because of the weather and because of the growing conditions this time of year. So those liquid formulations are great. They're really the best way to put it down, but just remember that it may take a little while to get it under control. The other thing that really is important, and it's timing critical right now, one of those things that really is very timing specific in the garden, is getting your crabgrass preventer down. The forsythia is in full bloom. Today would be a great day to get the crabgrass preventer down. It has a chance to get watered in with the whatever it is, the precipitation that we're going to get tonight, whatever form it ends up taking. But it'll be great to get that activated and watered into the soil and get that crabgrass under control. This is the time of year to do that. We'll always get issues with crabgrass later on in the summer, and it's very, very difficult to get that crabgrass knocked out once it's growing and established and you see it and it's big enough to where it's obvious in the lawn. But if you put that pre-emergent crabgrass control down now, you can eliminate up to 90-95% of the crabgrass that's out there that's affecting your lawn, and you'll never even see it. It'll never be a problem. And this is the time of year to do that. You want to do that right now. We've got a great product. We used to recommend a product called CrabX, but unfortunately the particular manufacturer that was producing that was bought out by somebody who was bought out by somebody who doesn't do it anymore. But we've been able to get the exact same product, just from a different manufacturer with a different name, and it does a phenomenal job at eliminating the crabgrass in the lawn, and just does a great job. So just come out to the garden center, you can pick some of that up, run it through your fertilizer spreader, and does a great, great job. We've got to take a break for the news here at the bottom of the hour, but we will be back in a few minutes with more of the Snow Nose Gardening Show. We'll see you then.
Welcome back. This is the Snow Nose Gardening Show, brought to you by Snow's Garden Center, conveniently located on Avon Street Extended. You are listening to the oldest continuous running gardening show in the world, and we're so glad to have you here this morning. I've been part of a Filipino exchange group that has come here recently from the Philippines, and they just left this morning. So I'd just like to tell Jill and Vic and Ray and Tito and Fatima how much we enjoyed having them here, and hope that they have a great next couple of weeks before they return to the Philippines. But you know what? It helped remind me of exactly how much fun it is to have Filipinos around you. At the Filipino Rotary meetings, they are more like a party every week you meet. you have your business and you talk about the things that, and projects that you're trying to do and make assignments and things like that. But after the Rotary meetings in the Philippines, everybody sits around and sings videoki and or plays bingo or, you know, just some type of, or even dance. So the each week is more of a party than just a straight Rotary meeting, which we're used to here in the U.S. So Ray, Vic, Jill, Tito, and Fatima, have a great trip back, and Rena and I will be over to visit you before long. Okay, we were talking before we went to break about the problems with junipers and some of the things that you could look for. I was just going to add one other thing to that, Norman. If anyone ever noticed the junipers in front of Fashion Square, a lot of those junipers that started dying back was a result of the voles that you were talking about.
Mm-hmm.
So usually what you would do is just go ahead and use something that you would use for mice or rats or anything else, and that would take care of a vole problem. One of the things I wanted to talk about this morning is the amount of rain that we've been having recently. There's been a lot of homes that are getting water in the basement where they might not have had that problem before. Beds are getting washed out, and so a lot of these issues can be solved fairly easy. A lot of times it's just a matter of making sure that over a period of time that the ground hasn't settled around the house. And just by going out and raising the soil level, maybe making sure the gutters are underground, that the gutters are cleaned out, and 50% of the cases that will solve the problem. Other times you might want to go in and put like a dry stream bed in and divert that water completely away from the house. You cut it off before it actually gets there through a swell, and then you line that swell with stone and fabric, and then that just solves the problem right from the beginning, and it keeps all that water from coming up against the house.
Right. It's amazing how easy some of these water issues are to solve with the kind of terrain that we have in this area, particularly some of the newer subdivisions and everything. You know, we're not building on flat land anymore. And there's a lot of properties in the area that end up having a lot of water running down through them just because of the topography of the land. And sometimes you end up with water in the basement, water in your crawl space, you know, issues around the foundation that you think are going to be a huge issue to try and solve. But with just a few simple little additions or subtractions in the landscape, you can eliminate those problems really pretty easily and, you know, without a tremendous amount of expense.
And sometimes it's just a matter of cleaning out the gutters.
Right.
I've got on one side of my house where the trees are located, the gutters are always stopping up. And if there's a major rain coming or storm, I know that I've got to clean those gutters out before it gets here, because if the water is allowed to come out of the gutters and over top and down beside the house, I will get water in the basement.
Right.
But if I clean those gutters out before the storm comes, the water goes right out through the pipes that I put in the ground, and that we have no problem whatsoever.
Right. Another thing that's important to check, you know, as you, even if you've got the piping, you know, out away from the, running out away from the house, is to, one time, you know, when it's raining, or, you know, when you can get some water running down through the gutters at a pretty good clip, go out there and look at the ends of those pipes and make sure that the water's actually coming out. Make sure that those lines aren't stopped up.
Exactly.
Because sometimes, you know, you can get some debris and things washed down into those pipes, and even though you think it's diverted and running out away from the house, it's really not. Those lines are plugged and the water's backing up and causing issues that way. So it's important to keep an eye on those things, and just as kind of a routine part of your, you know, your home maintenance program, look at those things that are taking the water, or are supposed to be taking the water away from your house, make sure they're functioning properly.
If you have any questions or need any help, that's what we do at the Garden Center. We'll be glad to come out and look at your house and help come up with a solution to solve the problem. Our number here is 977-1070. If you have a question that you would like to ask, we'd be glad to help you.
We've got a caller on the line, so let's go to the phones. Good morning. You're on the Snow Nose Gardening Show.
I have a question for Snows.
Okay. Go right ahead.
I have a crop of henbit and other weeds in my lawn. I sprayed with Bay Advanced Weed Control about 2 weeks ago. I hardly see any effective dying of it yet. Now, it was about 2 to 3 inches tall because it seems to be a cold weather weed. So what do you suggest I do now?
Just keep an eye on it for another week or so and see how it does. If you're not seeing any appreciable effects in another week or so, it may be that with some of the rain that we had and everything, it wasn't quite on there long enough before it had a chance to get absorbed into the foliage and start working.
But with the cool weather that we've had, things aren't happening quite as fast as we normally see it with the warmer weather. So like Norman said, maybe give it another 4 or 5 days, and if you don't see it starting to wilt, then I would go ahead and spray it again and see if that doesn't solve the problem.
Because I'm going to leave the seeds there to germinate for next year anyway. So even if I kill the foliage now, is that a true statement?
Well, if it's flowered and is starting to go to seed, then you can have some seed that carries over to next year. But if the product does do its job, a lot of times those seeds that may be forming won't have a chance to mature enough to actually be viable.
Oh, yeah, well, because this is little henbit has that little purple blossom on it, and what do you do? This all happened suddenly that it was coming, into growing before you knew that it was there.
Right.
I'll try again. This did say wait 2 weeks to try again, but you're saying because of the cold weather, it may take it a little long to be effective.
Correct. Right. Especially with the amount of rain that we've had.
And one of the things to look at is, when it really gets kicking and doing its thing, of course the foliage will turn yellow and turn brown and the plants will die. But one of the other things to look for is particularly the tips of the weeds will start to grow in a kind of a contorted, twisted, curling manner. And a lot of times you'll start to see that even though the leaves are still green and it doesn't look like they're dying. They're actually, it started to work. If you see that twisting and contortion of the new growth, toward the tips of the weeds, so that's something else to look for to see if it is in fact kicking in and doing its thing.
Well, I've had to cut it. I've had to cut the grass along with that, so I'm not getting it up. I'm leaving it there. Hopefully, that's what you should do. I usually get up my grass as I mow rather than, leaving it on there. But for this, I'm not doing that.
Okay.
Well, like we said, give it another week, and if you need to, go ahead and spray it again. And have you put down your pre-emergent weed killer yet?
I did. I put that down 2 weeks ago. I hope that's not too early.
No, you should be fine. You're going to be in good shape. Just remember that the weeds germinate twice a year, so you might want to put down another application of pre-emergent weed killer somewhere around the 1st of July.
All righty. Thank you.
Well, thank you much.
Good if it to makes hear you, Dwayne.
Thank you. If it makes you feel any better, I've got a yard full of henbit, too.
I invested so much last fall to have a nice spring, and I have never had this much weed in my lawn.
Well, yeah. We'll work through it.
All righty.
All right, thanks for calling.
All right, bye.
Bye. Unfortunately, one of the things that happens when you put all of the good inputs and everything into your lawn in the fall to get it to thicken up and look really good in the spring, unfortunately, until you can get those weeds controlled, they go crazy too.
Yeah,
they love the fertilizer.
But she's on the right schedule. That's right. The point. She's on the right schedule.
The
so you can continue to spray for the weeds. And eventually you'll get those under control and your lawn will look great.
Right.
We'll take a break.
We'll be back
in a few minutes. Welcome back. This is the Snow Nose Gardening Show, brought to you by Snow's Garden Center, conveniently located on Avon Street Extended. We'd like to wish Norman and Annie Williams 45 years. It's their anniversary today. And so, where's that little button to push? Come on.
It's high.
Norman and Annie Williams, congratulations. We weren't set up for that. That's great. 45 years. It's 43 years this year for Rena and I. I better figure that out before I say it. Maybe 45. I could get in all kinds of trouble. Let's see. Let's talk a little bit about the snow that we're going to receive. We've had some people calling the garden center this morning and asking if snow was going to be a problem for the trees and shrubs. Some of them are starting to leaf out. But most of the buds that I've seen are really tight. It's not going to hurt the bulbs for sure. It's not going to hurt the anything that is starting to bloom out. If you did go somewhere and you bought annuals, then you would definitely lose those.
Right. And even some of the typically durable things, you know, like lettuce and cabbage and kale, you know, some of the cold crops that you may have put in your vegetable garden. You may want to think about covering those a little bit, give them a little bit of protection. They can typically take, you know, the colder weather, but if it gets down into the 20s, that may be an issue for them.
Well, one nice thing about it though, if it gets down into the 20s, they'll have that cover of snow over them or around them,
right?
That will help trap in some of the ground heat that we've accumulated over the last few days.
Right, the snow is actually a benefit.
When it
gets cold. I mean, you think of the snow being a problem. It's not the snow, it's the cold temperatures, and the snow can actually help to moderate that.
Exactly. Now, I've seen some people, I have never done this personally, but a lot of people, when if you're having a late snow like this, they will go out and put down grass seed, like mm-hmm. today, mm-hmm. and then have the rain on it tonight, and then the snow covering in the morning allows that seed to be encapsulated with water all around it, and it's actually speeded up and helped germination and to get along without a lot of rototilling and seeding and overseeding and things like that you would normally do.
Right. Yeah, it was kind of one of the things that we've kind of got away from a little bit because, you know, fall is such a great time to seed. That's when we typically recommend doing it. But some of the, you know, frost or snow seeding really does a great job, and it's a great opportunity, you know, with this late snow like this, to take advantage of good growing conditions to really get your lawn off to a, you know, kind of jump start some of those areas that you may need to add some seed to.
Okay, is that a phone call?
Yeah, let's go ahead and take that. Good morning. You're on the Snow Nose Gardening Show.
The Williams win the prize this morning?
Yes, they do.
Okay, thank you. We had come to radio station.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, thank you.
And congratulations.
Thank you.
Bye. Take care. Bye-bye now.
That's unusual in this day and time.
It is.
You know, that's great. We're really, our congratulations go out to Norma and Annie. Okay, I wanted to just spend a few minutes just talking about some of the new plants that have come onto the market over the last 2 or 3 years. If you will remember on this radio program last year, Corbin made fun of the landscaping in front of my house. He said, your landscaping is getting old, Dad. You know, you really need to do something. And I agreed with him. You know, I was in the Philippines for 2 years, and then coming back, I haven't had time to really pay much attention to what was going on. So here about a month ago, I pulled out all of the old shrubs in front of the house and completely redid it. And
most of those shrubs that were in there, I mean, they'd been there for 20 years or more.
20 years, and it looked like they'd been there for 20 years. So I put in a lot of the things that I now use in the landscape. I use the new Lo and Behold
Butterfly Bush.
Butterfly Bush. I use the Bloomerang Lilac. You know, the Bloomerang Lilac stays low, and it blooms at least 2 and maybe even 3 times. Mm-hmm. Whereas most lilacs, you know, they come up, they bloom in the spring, and then that's it. You know, you don't see anything for the rest of the year. So I used a couple of those. I used some of the spireas that I love to use and just other plants, especially the knockout roses. I used some of those. But things that I 10 years wouldn't have available at my house when I was doing my previous landscaping. I've now incorporated into the new landscaping, and it's going to have color and blooms from April up until the 1st of December. I mean, with plants in full bloom. So you don't have to go out and plant the annuals that you used to in order to have blooms. You can do it all with shrubs, and you still mix in some evergreens so it doesn't look bare during the winter. But there's so many things you can do to brighten up your house and give it color year-round that with low maintenance.
That's right.
That is the key to it, is that you've done all this with low maintenance.
That's right. Our plant palette is so much broader than it ever used to be. So it's exciting and wonderful to get in there and be able to do, you know, some of the things that we used to not be able to do in the landscape with shrubs and everything. And that's why it's a great opportunity to come out to the garden center today, take a look at some of those new plants that are out there, and we'll have new plants coming all throughout the season. But today is our spring fling, so we'll be able to come out and get some take advantage of some great specials. We hope to see you out there.
Rick, Vic, Jill, Tito, and Fatima, have a great trip, and we'll come to see you in the Philippines. See you next week. This is the Snow Nose Radio Show.